you know, that make us complete, the way how we look, everything is like a blueprint, like a DNA, you know, based on frequencies, informations, you know, that turn into frequencies and come in existence. And then it's very easy to see that blueprint and see things that are not belonging, because they look very different than the whole blueprint itself. You can think of it as a painting, and somebody comes and writes with a Sharpie on it, you will definitely detect that doesn't belong to that blueprint.
Roman was born in a way, and he may talk more about this, but where he could see all the frequencies and even organs of people and everything, and he had to learn the normal way of seeing. So for him, it's so he can see the frequencies, he can hear the frequencies, he can smell and even taste the frequencies. So for him, it's like a space where all these frequencies are, and he can just observe them. And
after too much procrastination, finally the shop is up on sarahwestell.com with all of my favorite products and affiliates. Between this and Patreon donations, I can keep providing you with important independent reporting and interesting interviews. Products available include the skincare products I personally use, hemp oil infused with C60 serum and Defy Time's TAM serum. Also, Tetragen's amazing weight loss product that gives you an industry-first money-back guarantee because they know it works. Please visit my shop to support independent journalism and to get the absolute best products on the market. Also, for a limited time, be sure to download the free ebook, Water, How Water Connects All Living Things.
Yeah, what I'm interested in is, is it something that is implanted in them, or is it a choice for them to be that way? And if it's implanted, who is implanting that? Because I don't think it's normal for a human being to hurt children. Not to the level that they do. There's sickness and things, and we've always had sick people, but not when you have elites and things doing it at mass, and they're, it just, something's wrong. So what is it that causes these people to hurt children, traffic and organs and things? Is there another entity doing it? Is it, what is going on, and what does he see? And maybe Crew, you can answer this too.
So I think it's important to look at this from like maybe a little bit of a more like standoffish perspective, you know, like that there is the world, you know, the world has been created with certain rules, you know, like, and these rules, that's what Roman calls implants, you know, like they dictate us to live in a certain way, and in that certain way we create good and evil, you know, like there is this is a polarity that we all live in. And since we are now in a time where this, you know, surfaces a lot more, and there's really a lot of stuff coming up, that the world was always cruel, humanity has always played this game of good and evil very strongly, which was very tightly connected to the experience that you make on Earth, you know. So it's basically the rules that you play in the game, like when you want to play Monopoly, you play the rules, right? You don't play like you would play Game of Life or something like that. You play the rules that are given. And here on Earth, there was a lot of polarity between good and evil. And now we're ascending in the frequency of the Earth is vibrating much higher, and it increases vastly, like compared to thousands and thousands of years before. That we have now, it's like a scissor effect, you know, like we have a lot more good and we have a lot more evil, and these things are showing up now even more so, because they are so apart from one another that we are actually recognize them as that evil. You know, like 500 years ago, nobody believed that the church, what they did in the Middle Ages, you know, like was evil, you know, like the Inquisition and all of these things that was seen as the the order, you know, that was had to be kept. The majority of the people never questioned those things because they were, good and evil were so close together still. There was not this huge gap. It was more like a very close game. And then now we are in a time where good is standing off very much to evil, and so the evil becomes much more visible. I think that, like what Roman said just before, you know, there's these if you're being treated with offers in your childhood, you know, like that are violent, that is not something that is so uncommon. You know, it happens everywhere in the world that children are being not treated the way how they should be treated, and then they are getting used to the game of violence or the game of abuse or the game of neglect, or, you know, all these different games that are being offered to children that they grow up in. And then they start playing these games. They keep playing these games because those are the games or the ways of behavior that they have learned. And then if then those people come in contact with frequencies that want to increase violence, then this will increase their game of violence, and they become sick like that, you know, like they become people that do the things that you just mentioned, you know. And there is not one entity that programs these, there's not one individual that sits somewhere and programs these implants in us, you know. It's more like a development of implants that have been on Earth all the time, and that are just now becoming more and more visible and basically separated from the good, if you want to keep now, in it, that polarity.
So is it a vibration that belongs with humans, or is it something that's out of, it's a frequency that just seems like it doesn't belong? Is that an example of a frequency?
It's artificial. It's artificial. Und Roman, wir sprechen jetzt gerade über Implantate. Mhm. Und vielleicht kannst du kurz so ein paar Sachen noch dazu sagen, was die denn bewirken, wenn du so ein paar unterschiedliche Schlagwörter bringst, was die bewirken. Und was,
woher sie kommen.
Woher sie kommen, hat sie gefragt, aber in kurzen Sätzen, und dann gehen wir kurz weiter. Und was passiert halt, wenn man die dann los ist, ne?
Also zum Beispiel ein ganz beliebtes Implantat ist, dass Beziehungen nicht funktionieren, Partnerschaften nicht funktionieren können. Sobald die sich annähern und wirklich in die echte Liebe kommen, platzt es und man versucht sofort einen neuen Partner zu suchen. Ein ganz bekanntes.
Und dann war das auch noch mit dem nicht lang leben können, zum Beispiel, ja, dass man krank wird.
Genau, richtig.
Okay, so he's in short sentences now, so I can translate in between. So he said, I mean, there are around 30 different energetic etheric implants that he's discovered, and with a lot of different functions, right? And just two examples are, one is that partnerships and the love between relationships don't work once the true love is really accessed. And if there's something going wrong, that they go apart. And another...
sorry, what does that mean? It doesn't work once you reach true love? Or, I mean, what do you mean by that?
No, I mean, there is the implant in most humans that that partnership, like, or love relationships aren't working. You know, as soon as we run into problems, you know, like we're kind of separating our love from this relationship, and we move on and transfer our love to somewhere else and okay. think maybe that works. You know, like, it's like there is not this believe in us that it can work even when it is really hard, you know. And it is because we have this program that tells us, you know, it's not, when it's hard, it's not working, and we reject our, we pull our love away and transfer it to the next person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The other one, which is very important, actually, and you know, you talk a lot about anti-aging and everything, right? And there's lots of great developments here. But one of the implants actually makes us believe that we die young, right? And that we can't be 400, 500 years ago, and that the body gets sick. The older it gets sick, you look shrumpled and all of that. That's implants. You can, once you remove them, then you're actually free from that. You don't have to be like that. There's nothing artificial that makes you be like that. And then you actually have the opportunity to really also grow, because that's our natural state.
Well, okay, let me ask the question though. Are there people that have unleashed, who have gotten rid of that programming, who never age then? I mean, because then that's what follows, is that they don't age if you get rid of that implant. Is that true? I mean, because that would be something that you could point to and say, wow, this is...
So I don't think there are any long-term studies yet, because he just, observed those a few years ago. But I let him talk to that, because there are indeed, people that we know of where that can be the case. Roman, sie fragt jetzt gerade, wenn jemand also diese Implantate nicht mehr hat, gibt es da schon irgendwelche Beispiele von Leuten, die eben schon so alt geworden sind beispielsweise? Habe ich ja schon gesagt, jetzt hast du erst vor ein paar Jahren ja das herausgefunden mit den Implantaten. Also da gibt es jetzt wahrscheinlich aus deiner Runde noch nicht Beispiele. Aber vielleicht kannst du noch irgendwas dazu sagen, was dann tatsächlich passiert. Also sie fragt wirklich, wie alt kann man dann werden, und gibt es da schon irgendwelche Beispiele?
Also es gibt sogar ein Beispiel. Eine Kundin, die ist über 90 jetzt und die ist so fit und ist wieder voll im Leben seitdem und hat verändert, dass sie ihr Leben wieder im Griff hat. Also sie managt ihr Unternehmen wieder und ist aktiv geworden. Das heißt, sie ist nicht mehr abhängig von außen, sondern sie ist wirklich aktiv geworden. Und bei anderen ist es, dass man es merkt, dass sie anfangen, ihr Leben in eine andere Geschwindigkeit zu kriegen und plötzlich anfangen, viel mehr Raum und Zeit zu haben.
Ja, yeah. So, he started with removing these implants several years ago. So there's not 400 years that he can look into what happened, but he has already lots of different examples of people that have completely changed the way how they live. Like there's a 90-year-old woman, for example, that was in very bad shape when she came to him and after the implants were removed. Now she's in total life. Like she's managing her business again. She's active. She is, she's just full of health, and she
does
not.
Are her cells younger? I mean, does she look younger too? Or is she a 90-year-old that just feels good?
I need to ask him, so because I don't know that person. Roman, sie fragt auch diese 90-Jährige, sieht die denn auch jünger aus oder sieht die halt auch ganz alt aus wie eine 90-Jährige, aber fühlt sich nur jünger?
Also sie sieht jetzt schon jünger aus. Die meisten schätzen sie aktuell auf 70 oder 65.
Ja.
Und was man ist, sie ist sehr agil geworden, also optisch auch. Also sie sieht viel jünger aus als vorher.
Okay, so she looks a whole lot younger actually than she looked before. And while she is 90, people estimate her age to 65, 70. Wow. And she gets more agile and more agile. And it's, so what happens is that she does not, there's no construct, in a way it's like a mirror, because everybody is thinking, okay, we die when we're like 80, maybe we get 90. And everybody's thinking that. And the more implants are removed, and the more people are there that actually know that's actually not true, that's not our natural state. We can easily be 400 years old, then that also ripples through.
Well, how did we get to the point where we have these programs, if you will, implanted into us that are not for our best interest? How did we get there? Why would we do things as a human race against our best interest?
So Roman, sie fragt jetzt, wie haben wir diese Implantate bekommen? Und dann war die andere Frage auch noch, wieso machen wir das, oder warum hat die menschliche Rasse sich das angetan oder so? Und sie fragt im Prinzip, wo kommt das her? Wer hat das eingepflanzt? Und vielleicht kannst du das in kurzen Sätzen sagen, dass ich das gut rüberbringen kann.
Ja, also wenn man auf die Erde bekommt, dann kriegt man alle Spielanleitungen, die aktuell sind.
Okay, I'll start with that. So he has a lot to say about that. And so if you come to Earth, then you basically get all the game instructions. It's like a download in yourself how this game on earth functions. You know, just that's a good analogy. You know, think you get this in, these instructions, and these instructions are the implants. Und genau. Wer hat die aber erschaffen? Also
das haben, also sagen wir so, auch Schöpfer oder Wesen, die uns, so wie wir selber sind, erschaffen, um überhaupt ein Spiel auf der Erde zu haben.
Okay.
Und reingeschrieben wird es in, also das ist ja eine Datenbank, und wir nennen die Karma-Datenbank. Im Endeffekt ist es nur eine Datenbank, wo das Wissen reingeschrieben ist, wo wir das rausziehen.
Ja, yeah. So it is written in the so-called Karma-Database. You know, there are different words for that. And creators, you know, we're, you know, what Roman is saying, we're all creators, right? And in the very beginning, so that even a game can happen here on Earth, that instructions were needed, and those creators at the time came up with these instructions, you know, whether good or bad, you know, it happened at that time, and they still are lasting up to this day. But coming back to also what Crew was saying, you know, now is the time where all this is changing, and where humanity has the possibility to take that off and move into a completely different state. But I let him finish now. Was möchtest du noch zu den Implantaten da sagen?
Was natürlich die jetzt, wenn wir jetzt aktuell die Implantate alle haben, die jetzt haben, sind ja alte Spiele. Und dadurch, dass aber die Schöpfer, die physischen, die wir alle sind, auch Bewusstsein haben, können wir das erkennen und können dadurch natürlich das verändern. Das heißt, die neue Zeit ist eigentlich, dass diese alten Spiele nicht mehr eine Bedeutung bekommen und wir selbst neu erschaffene Spieler sind.
Yeah. So these are, we really need to identify those games that are still being played today, and a lot of these things, Sarah, that you report on, and you know, all the struggle and bad things that are happening in the world, it's the result, it's old games, and now's the time that can shift. And it's great on one hand where all this awareness is being built by people like you, Sarah, and others in the outer world, but it's even more important that we also realize that it's coming from within, and if we can truly change within, then we're able to change these games from the old games to the new games. And with more and more people becoming more aware, getting implants removed and doing other things that make them access their true being, that's how this sandbox, everything will change. And we're in the process of that. It is happening.
Well, how do you get an implant removed? What's the process for doing that?
Ja, Roman, sie fragt jetzt, wie kann man diese Implantate, wie kann man die loswerden, und ja, wie ist der Prozess, das zu tun? Das möchte sie wissen.
Also einmal ist die Erkenntnis, dass man in Spielen ist, und dann ist es wichtig zu verstehen, welche Frequenz das Spiel hat und dass es eine Nicht-Frequenz mit seinem eigenen physischen ist oder mit seinem physisch-geistigen, sondern eine externe Frequenzen. Und in dem Augenblick, wo ich das sehe und wahrnehme, kann ich sie löschen oder transformieren.
So if you're aware, if there's, you know, maybe some people are watching even that are truly aware, then if they realize that they're playing in a game and that there's these artificial instructions in themselves, once you see that and recognize that, you're aware of it, then you can actually remove it. So it is possible to do that yourself. Now, you know, me having been in a business career and having struggled a lot to actually finally reach also the psychic level where I can see energy and all of that, I know that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would not have been able to. You know, he could have said, oh, great, you have all these instructions and implants, and I would have tried to feel these frequencies. I couldn't have done it. Today, I can do it. So most people can't. So you need help to do it. That's and maybe Roman, möchtest du kurz noch sagen, wie du das machst? Also, oder dass wir vielleicht das ja auch in einem Retreat anbieten.
Also, was wir machen, ist, dass wir das Bewusstsein des jeden Einzelnen wieder so hinbringen, dass er seine eigenen Frequenzen wahrnimmt und in dem Augenblick, wo er sie wahrnimmt, er das andere dann löschen kann.
Okay, so how we work and how Roman has started, and now we're actually working together, and we're actually also offering retreats for that and individual work. we help the people to get into their own consciousness and realize and feel their own frequency, what they are, what they truly are. And in that moment where they are connected to really their true own frequencies, we're able to remove these artificial frequencies.
Well, it's maybe, really, go ahead.
Maybe it's a nice way to look at it, that we're kind of making everybody that works with us aware of their own harmonized melody again, you know, so that they can hear what they or feel what they truly are. And when they feel what they truly are, they feel so complete that they will not take offers and implants, you know, like rules that are being applied from the outside, you know, as important anymore, and they let go of them, you know, so then we can extract them and remove them. And it's really something, basically, you know, somebody has a rotten apple in their hand and you come and bring them a beautiful apple or show them that they actually are the tree and can grow beautiful apples. And then they will give that rotten apple away right away, you know. So it's basically offering their true.
Have we gotten to
perfection.
The point? Yeah. So have we gotten to the point where we can measure these frequencies and that we can pretty much, I mean, that you would think that with quantum physics and frequent and starting to really understand this, we could almost map out the hologram of a human being and be able to see the frequencies that don't belong and start to do this from a scientific standpoint. You know, I mean, I don't believe science is, I think science is a study of what is. And if science doesn't explain something, it's just because we don't understand it. We haven't gotten there yet. That's my belief of science. And if you're in that same boat as me, we should be able to get to a point where we should be able to measure these frequencies, lay out someone's hologram, and be able to see that those certain frequencies don't belong.
I think that that will come on a greater scale, but there is a scientist, his name is Emoto. I don't know if you heard about him.
Yep.
And that is a very wonderful way to see what frequency does, what frequency of word, even written, you know, like can do to something that is in its natural state, a beautiful, perfect harmony. But if you expose it to another frequency, a frequency of negativity, you know, or like even music that isn't in harmony or something like that, then the harmony of that crystal, like he for the listeners or watchers, Emoto froze water into like little tubes, and then he exposed those tubes to he put sticky notes on it and where it said hate, and then some that said mm-hmm. love, and then he exposed those frozen water vials to heavy metal and classical music. And I mean, there's so many.
It changes the structure of the water. I've had somebody on who actually worked with him, and we've talked about it, and then we've taken it to a whole nother level on water and how water works. And water carries messages. I actually had Eileen Kusek on, and I made a little book out of it, The Power of Water. And water actually carries messages, and it connects all of us. So if we put these messages in water, it goes through another person. It's really kind of cool. But, you know, Sherry Edwards, where she's mapping out this whole hologram, and she says all based on math. I mean, I could almost see us being able to see the mathematical algorithms, if you will, that don't belong in our overall system. And, I mean, we should be able to get to that point. I don't know.
We will.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
We will. And so what's so amazing, I mean, this time right now is, on one hand, you know, it can be very concerning, and especially the more you deal with all the bad in the world, you know, and you know that, right? The more you deal with it, it kind of sometimes sucks you in. And But on the other hand, it's just so amazing, the time right now that we're living in. It's so absolutely amazing because it's full of possibilities and full of, you know, people are waking up, and there are now also devices that are coming up that are tools that help humanity to actually get over this hump a little quicker. And C60, by the way, is one of those tools. It's a very, very different tool, but it's
amazing.
One of the tools. And it's real quantum energy, by the way. So that is one of the things. Then you have other tools that actually help you to, you know, quantum energy. I don't want to get too much into that. That will
be something different,
really exciting to share. But yes, it's happening, and tools will be available. And for the ones that want to be on this side of the scissors, you know, that the picture that Crew explained earlier, you can get on this side, and you can, yeah, it's, everything is available.
Well, the scary part for us right now in the United States is that, you know, I think other countries are dealing with it different, or maybe more awakened than we are here. We're dealing with a lot of issues here in the U.S. that probably are a little unique, and maybe not totally unique. I know it's happening all over in the Western countries, but here in the U.S., we're almost in a soft civil war and a coup over our president right now. You know, they're initiating, or at least they put an order to have all of our Marines on notice. I mean, just really weird stuff going on. And so it's really interesting how you can tie some of that back to this. It's just, you know, I like to take everyday activities and tie it back to our understanding of how we really work. And I mean, once we can get to that point where we can, it can be really practical for everyday things, and having a lens like that for an average person to use, then it can become really powerful.
You know, it's also that a lot of people still play games, old games, you know, like power struggle and you know, dominance and secure your two things that you have and all these things, you know, all the things that are the underlying issue of what we're facing in the whole world, not only in America, is that they don't know any other, you know, like they just, that's what they have grown up with. That is what they're in the mass. It's still the offers that are being made are still these offers. And I think that if we increase the offer of consciousness, and that you can become a creator and you can actually live from your own truth and all these things, you know, the more people will take those offers because they're not happy in those old structures. It's just that they don't know any other structures. And also sometimes people cling to old things, even the maybe the new has already surfaced, but the old is what they know and the new is so scary, you know, like because it hasn't been tested, we haven't done it, you know, like so we stay in the uncomfortable old, you know, like because we're so scared to move into something new. And I think the more and more offers there are being made to people and from a broader perspective that you can live within. And that's why it's so important, this work that we're doing, is because we are actually increasing courage and sense of self and all the things that you need in order to let go of what you know and enter into a world that is unknown, basically.
And true self-empowerment. Just, you know, that's what they, right? Whoever they are, you know, and I'm not saying that with any negative because it's, you know, they are what they are, but they're not interested in us truly realizing our own power. Not at all. So the games that are being played is to keep everybody as powerless as possible, and that everybody believes we're so powerless, we need the government to help us out and to get us out of the dirt and all of that. No, it's ourselves. We need to wake up. We have the power. We have the power. And if we stand up, and it doesn't need to be in the outer world, it's just wake up, connect to your own spirit.
That makes sense.
And work on that. That is how they lose all their power.
There's no one
over us. It's just we let that happen with us.
Well, how do they reach you? How do they learn more about you and all the work that you three are doing?
So we can give you an email, or we can announce it right now. Maybe you can put it in the description. It's info@path-of-love.net. And that's also, you know, the last part is also the URL for our website. It's currently being rebuilt, so I think it'll be up and running again in the next 2 weeks. But that email works constantly. And, you know, we have retreats, we have seminars, we work individually. And if you want to reach out to Roman or crew or me or all of us, just send an email there and we'll definitely answer all the emails.
Well, wow. Okay. Will you guys stay after for a short Patreon segment?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having
us,
Sarah.
Yes. Thank you all.